space cowboy.
Well, good to have you as we continue the conversation here. I'm going to go to the hotline real quickly and grab Larry from California. The hotline, you should have this available. It's how we keep track of what's going on all over the country from sea to shining sea. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hi. In the last 40 years, if you're a Republican and you vote for Republicans, of course, they've given us 5 recessions. They have seen the dollar decline in value. Poverty goes up whenever the Republicans are in the White House. They give us tons of debt. And there isn't anything good that you can talk about regarding Republicans whenever they're in the White House. And
really?
Hold on, Larry.
You got it in. So let me give you a few things that Republicans have done and done well. Let's start with Richard Nixon. He gave you the Environmental Protection Agency in 1973 on an executive order. I know you like that. Ronald Reagan ended the Cold War after decades. I know you like that. Ronald Reagan also started the greatest peacetime expansion of the economy in world history that went on for the next 20 years. I know you like that. And so this idea that people get poor, no. In 1965, Lyndon Baines Johnson put together the Great Society legislation. We've spent somewhere around $25 trillion on that since. And you know what? Poverty levels didn't decline until Donald Trump became president, when poverty levels actually declined for the first time significantly in my lifetime. Otherwise, they've hovered around 12%, plus or minus a point or two, and that's where they stay.
Oh,
the difference between 1965 and today, hold on, Larry, the difference, you need an education, you're obviously deficient. The difference between 1965 and today is that the poor people were senior citizens in 1965, and the poor people today are now children. That's the difference in poverty, and I could go on about the great things that Republican presidents have done, but and I'm not a Republican. I've never been a Republican. But I can be fair in my analysis, which you clearly are not. But I'll give you one more shot at it.
Okay. Poverty, when Johnson was president, poverty was somewhere in a neighborhood of 20%. It dropped
false.
All the way down. In other words,
it's false. Larry, there's this thing called Google. You should use it. There's a thing called Google. You can look at poverty over time for the last 100 years.
You're a blatant.
Okay, Larry, if you're going to come and insult me, you'll need to do better next time. Use facts, not personal insults. Goodbye. Thanks for calling. Greatly appreciate it. The Common Sense Hotline, by the way, continues to be 877-310-9966. Larry's misguided on his facts. It's okay. I don't mind. You're entitled to be wrong. It's America. It's part of the beauty of what we do here. Being wrong is just part of the deal. And I don't mind. I don't mind. Yeah, and you're entitled to my opinion. That's why you're here watching the program. Let's continue now with Joe Biden's Interior Secretary. Speaking about being wrong, Larry lives in California, right? So here's something that should impact Larry. You see, Joe Biden's Interior Secretary, on the topic of just letting houses burn in forest fires, it's not much of a priority to her. And California has a lot of forest fires. That's the fault of Republicans, too, I suppose. But to her, to Secretary Hagelin, it doesn't matter if your house burns down, it seems. It's just not a priority. It's bite number one. Listen to this.
In the issue of wildfires in the West, which is a major issue as wildfires are burning around the West, national forests burn. There's an interface now with areas where people build homes and forests can burn, and there are problems for sometimes structures who are at risk, who are at this interface where structures are built. So do you agree with this statement? Perhaps the solution to houses in the interface is to let them burn.
Well, I can't necessarily agree or disagree, But I mean, I think the wildfires are just getting more intense because of climate change, and that's why we need to make preventative measures and put resources toward protecting communities.
By the way, wildfires are not getting more intense. They're in more places that people are inhabiting. 40 million people live in the state of California now. It's doubled in the last 20 years, 25. It's doubled. So people are living in places they did not live before. So you have a pile of fuel on the ground, dead trees, dry brush. And when fires start, whether it's started by lightning or a campfire or intentionally by the Earth First people, which has happened, as you know, After they burn down the car dealership, it catches the forest on fire and people pay a heavy price. Regardless of how it starts, the fuel is on the ground. And when the fuel is on the ground, it accelerates quickly, and fires create their own weather systems. If you didn't know, it sucks in air, blows hot air out the top. This is the way forest fires, wildfires work in the real world. In 1871, in the state of Michigan, 1 million acres burned in a single day in the Thumb Fire. 1 million acres, one day. Don't tell me wildfires are getting more intense. There's never been a fire like that since anywhere in the world that I'm aware of that burned 1 million acres in a single day. If I'm wrong, please go to stevegruber.com and show me a fire that has been worse. Go back and look at the 1988 fire season in Yellowstone National Park. 1 million acres burned in the park that year. Almost half of Yellowstone National Park burned in a single year, 1988. Getting more intense? No. By the way, Secretary Haglin also says she is open to hiring people who have called children, an environmental hazard. Bite two, listen.
But you wouldn't necessarily want to hire an employee in a land management position who agrees or puts forth these statements about satisfying justice and letting houses burn or children as environmental hazards.
Senator, what I will say is that I, as the Secretary of the Interior, am not personally hiring anyone. I believe that is a team effort, and I know that the Senate plays a very large role in any of these positions as well.
Mm-hmm. Socialism is a hazard to your health. Let's be clear about that. By the way, support PatriotFoods.com, please. It supports American farmers. Put American produce on your table tonight, plus steak and great meats and cheeses for your deli tray or for your deli drawer, whatever you want. PatriotFoods.com supports American farmers. You should as well. And every time you make a purchase over $100, delivery anywhere in America is free, and they throw something into the kitty for military families in need. Support PatriotFoods.com. I do. You should as well. PatriotFoods.com. It's a great place to feel good about supporting the home team. We'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.